Medina County Fair is coming up not too far.
2 weeks.
2 weeks away. And we have with us from the fair, Conrad Hanneberg, joining us from the Medina County Fair. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate that.
Thank you for having us.
How long have you been the director at the...
This will be my 26th fair.
Oh, my goodness.
I kind of grew up in Medina County. I did grow up in Medina County, and then my friend asked me to be on the board, and I love the fair, so I'm addicted.
Were you a participant in the fair growing up?
Oh, yeah. Went to Buckeye High School and graduated, but was in 4-H and FFA, and 4-H is until I was too old to be in 4-H, and then my wife and I became advisors for a while with our kids, and... It's still here. It's in your blood.
What kind of projects did you work on?
Myself, I had beef as well as carpentry and rope knot tying and all the neat 4-H stuff.
Now, these days, do you put any vegetables or anything like that in there? Or?
No.
Okay.
I have a humongous garden at home. I have over 100 tomato plants. We can a lot, but to bring them to the fair with all our other activities going on at the fair, we don't have time.
I get it.
And I kind of think that's not fair to the gardener that lives in Medina and brings their one tomato, and it's for them. It's not for me.
Right. Now, the Medina County Fair, I always notice, and we, WUL, we're out at the Lorain County Fair, different sizes. Came out to the Medina County Fair, and the size of it's very manageable, I might want to say. Because sometimes I get at the Lorain County Fair, it's a large fair. You go around the grandstand, and if you get halfway around, you think, I got the other half of the grandstand to go, which has its benefits for that. But the Medina, the area itself is pretty manageable for people to walk the grounds and to enjoy all the activities.
We're pretty landlocked by commercial and residential spaces. But we do get help. A.I. Root lets us park in their parking lot if we have extra, and Williams on the Lake on the other side of the fairgrounds lets us use their parking lot. And vice versa, if they needed something, we're there for them.
But a lot of activities going on. You always have some really good music acts. This year,
the band Perry. Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, that's in other past years, too, a lot of great acts as well.
Alabama for a number. I think Alabama and... I forgot.
Oh, okay.
I cheated. Montgomery Gentry were the only two acts ever to repeat at the Medina Fair. But we're doing something different this year with the fair and the grandstand tickets, where they're going to be the first fair to use an e-ticket type for our grandstand events. You can go online, purchase your ticket online, print it at home, and it'll get scanned when you go on a grandstand. And it really has helped our ticket sales for the main show.
Who came up with that idea? Many times fairs, because of the rural aspect of it, the farming, kind of the slow kind of lifestyle attitude, you know, even Facebook social media sometimes is hard to catch up for that. How did you get, you know, it seems like you're embracing a lot of this for the people.
Well, we have 30 people on our board, ranging from full-time farmers to retired pharmacists like myself to tech people that do fire and alarm systems for companies. And we each push ourselves for what we're interested in and to the front. And for customer service for the e-ticket, it's going to be fantastic. I mean, it should, hopefully, it's a more flow into the grandstand when it's time, from ripping up tickets and better record keeping. We know now how many tickets are sold, not about.
Right.
We know how much money we have already, where we stand and breaking even or not.
Are tickets moving well for the band Perry?
Yes, thankfully, mostly to the e-tickets. It's unbelievable. Yes, we are not sold out, but we will come pretty close.
What goes on, let's say we're, 10 days out from the fair now? What goes on now at the fairgrounds?
A lot of preparation. Our grounds crew is really busy, and the people that are in charge of different buildings have given or should have given them a list of improvements or a board that's loose or a light bulb that's out, and a lot of prep on the grounds. Next week, the ride companies will start moving in, Bates Amusements. They'll start bringing in because the show that comes to our fair has an off week, so they like that. They have time to settle in and slowly construct. I'm in charge of outside concessions, so I have to go around and measure off each 10-foot or 20-foot or whatever, and I spray a contract number on the ground with the help of my grandson. And
You're the guy that does that. We just don't show up, and there's a number on the ground there.
And you better stay within those lines with that tent, or, you know.
It's funny, you know, though, because there's somewhat of – there is a little bit of that, but also because many of the people are returning, they just – it's like neighbors. It's like, hey,
exactly.
Nice to see you again. We're back together.
And they know if they cross that line. I don't have to police that so much as the other – the vendors do themselves. And a lot of them are family or cousins. We have several families that are – home-based in Medina, and multiple last names, but they're all connected.
You know, in a way, it's kind of like a family reunion, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, my fair family is these concession guys that come from all over the state, and other than the convention in January in Columbus, we hardly ever see them unless we go to another fair.
And yeah, or you stop by their booth with your hard-earned money that you want to buy some of the great things.
Always willing. That's why they're here, and yes, we give our fair share
back to them as well. Well, if you're spending your entire week out there, you know, obviously it's
I will go Sunday morning and not come back till Monday the 4th, go home. I might sneak home to water my garden.
Now, many fairs end with a demolition derby. You guys start with a demolition.
Well, we have two demolition derbies, one at the beginning of the week and one on, I believe it is on Friday again, is it?
Right.
And this year we're having a new class for unlicensed drivers under the age of 16. They have to have an adult in the car with them. That's the restriction.
You started with the words demolition derby and unlicensed driver.
Yes,
under
16.
16.
16
wow.
And under, I believe it is. And that's the first year for that for us.
Wow, that's kind of interesting. Yeah. You got a lot of other, you know, motorized activity, motocross. What is the rough truck contest?
A rough truck is taking your truck and running it on a BMX course, a motorcycle course, an obstacle course. They have frame shakers, bumps that you go this way, and they have some jumps, and they have a wet spot that you have to curve around, and then a high jump at the end, and it's all time.
And you're doing this with a truck?
Are these modified
trucks? They range from street trucks just like mine to modified vehicles that the guys have a circuit that they follow and do it all the time.
Wow.
Every week.
They have a dentist on standby to hold the rattling teeth after going through that?
A lot of them wear those neck protector braces, and they get strapped in pretty good, and some of the kids just drive their truck off the road.
Bruce, my big idea for this day, usually I've got one big idea for the day, that demolition derby 16 and under,
yes.
Your daughter, you're the passenger. You can take our station van or your white car.
Oh, okay.
Well, you choose.
I can fix you up with a car. I know people.
That's great. Let's talk about some of the other activities. You mentioned the 4-H. How big is that over on the fairgrounds?
It is very big. We have an outstanding 4-H program in the county. A lot of kids involved, starting with Clover Buds, which are children under the age of 10, I think. It's like a half a day camp, and then they do activities, but they have some projects that were judged last night. Tonight is 4-H sewing project judging, I know. Wednesday night is the style review that kids will participate in. My grandson Jacob did a second year sewing project, and he's all excited about being in the style review. It's kind of a fun time for the kids.
They get a chance to show off their work, and they can take their parents, and they say, "Here's my stuff, and look at what I've done." And
yeah.
And then they run off to the rides, and
they run off
other
to the
animals
rides, and have a good time, a safe time. Safety is important for me. We've had our issues, and we want to have a safe week.
Again, that's July 28th through August 3rd, Medina County Fairgrounds, medina-fair.com.
Correct.
It's a place to find out about all the great information. Our guest today.
Still buy tickets for all those events.
All those different events. And the Mrs., the now wedded Perry. She
yes,
got married.
I believe so.
We wondered whether she, because they said that between the baseball season where her husband is involved in this performing, whether she would get.
They are starting off on their world tour and try to fit our fair into the world tour scenario, which. We're not ready to do that. So they were able to scale their.
They scaled them down.
Their
well, from what I remember, they grew up playing fairs like this and those type of communities. So they know how to control an audience and be like that, just with the brothers and her.
Yeah, it's
doing
just,
that.
It just and if they're like any other groups backstage during the day, they're just like any of us every day.
You said you were doing this 26.
Yes.
You have like 26 pictures with all the band. Do you get a chance to get a picture so that at least you can.
Each group is different. They let us have some backstage time with pictures. They most of them limit it because of the time frame involved. Sure. And depending on who the group is, I'll give up my tickets if somebody wants to be there.
Who did you not give up your tickets for that you said, no way, I wouldn't give them up?
Let's see. There are several. I took my grandson back for Clint Black because we used to sing his songs.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
we enjoy. A lot of good stuff. Again, the Dinah County Fair goes on the 28th of July through the 3rd of August.
Correct.
Our guest today, Conrad Hanenberg. Thanks for joining us this
morning.
Thank you.